Alex Jones just sent me a video from 2010, and it was a video of him interviewing me in 2010, and we were talking about the quarantine camps and COVID vaccine passports. Well, not COVID, but vaccine passports. Obviously, this was 10 years before COVID. But we laid it all out. We talked about it, you know, 11 years ago, and I wanted you to see this clip before I continue here. So we're going to roll that clip so you can see that we knew what was coming.
That during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, remember 2002, they wanted to have forced inoculation nationwide for smallpox, and it came out in news articles that, oh yeah, the feds are going to use sports stadiums and postal offices as the centers where if you refuse to be inoculated, you'll be taken and beheld, but we'll also forcibly inoculate if we're given the orders at these injection facilities.
You have to be able to track people. So they have to have a tracking technology in place. Now, whether that's an RFID chip, which they're calling now electronic tattoos, or whether that is a vaccine bracelet or some kind of paperwork that you have to carry around, I'm not sure yet, but that's step one. So they got to have a vaccine tracking technology. I think that's where some of the military defense contractors are coming into play. But then secondly, you got to look at the quarantines. If they mandate vaccines, those who refuse to be vaccinated are very likely to be quarantined, which means perhaps the CDC would be leasing camps or facilities like FEMA camps from FEMA, just as an example. And then making those quarantine camps where they throw you in with all the other people who have refused the vaccines.
So there you go. Let there be no question that Alex Jones knows ahead of time what's happening, and so do I. And how is it that we know? Well, because it's not hard to see the patterns of history unfolding in front of us. It's not difficult to see. We can tell what's coming because both Alex and I have studied history, and we know that history repeats itself, and we know that human nature never changes, and the globalist quest for power isn't changing, especially not over just 10 years. They're still working on the same plan that they unveiled more than 10 years ago. The only thing that changes is the way in which they approach these plans. That's all. And the next chapter that I'm going to talk about here, which is coming, and remember, we called it over 10 years early, but the next chapter that's coming is a cyber warfare false flag attack. And it looks increasingly like this is the plan in order to instigate the global financial reset and also a crypto reset and a societal chaos instigation where they want people to lose their minds, and they want chaos in the cities, and they want lawlessness, and they want to be able to take down the banking system and shut down the food deliveries and logistics and all of that so they can drive people into total panic and control. And the way to achieve that is to for them to launch a cyber warfare attack on us. So don't be surprised when Israel is key to this, because Israel is running a 10-nation simulation right now about, simulating cyber attacks on the financial infrastructure. Israel has key cyber hackers, cyber warriors, you might say, along with certain elements of the U.S. military and military intelligence that are the black hat people. You know, in our military, there are white hat people, and a lot of good white hat people in military intelligence and in Space Force and certain other sectors in the Marines and so on. But there are also black hat people who are working for the deep state. And there's kind of a civil war inside the military right now. Well, I shouldn't say kind of. It's a full-blown civil war inside the military. And it's only going to get more insane as things move forward. There's a fight for power big time taking place inside the military. All right, so the cyber warfare false flag event that's coming down, it's going to be blamed on Russia or China or perhaps North Korea, but I think it'll be blamed on China in order to justify war with China. It's going to take down not only the financial infrastructure, the banks, in other words, But the ripple effects will hit into the power grid and the telecommunications infrastructure. So this is how they achieve the blackout. You know, you've heard 10 days of darkness and things like that. This is in the works. It may not be just 10 days. I mean, it could be 10 months. Who knows? 10 weeks. I don't know. It'll be longer than 10 hours, that's for sure. So they want to take everything down, and then they can declare war on China or Russia, and they can declare martial law in the United States. They can declare states of emergency. They can then attempt gun confiscation and a total takeover to run their dictatorial Marxist, you know, radical left-wing government and basically cancel all future elections. And remember, they have to cancel the 2022 midterms. Otherwise, the Democrats are going to lose power because they're going to lose the House and probably the Senate and a lot of races all across the country in terms of governorships and state legislatures and so on. So they need this big emergency. And there's no bigger emergency than taking down the banking institution and the power grid at the same time. Now, in this scenario, you probably won't take long for anybody thinking about this to realize that you won't be able to buy food because you won't be able to carry out transactions at the grocery stores, nor will the grocery stores be able to carry out transactions to purchase food. The entire economy will go to a standstill operation having anything to do with the banking system. What will, of course, spontaneously sprout up will be barter systems, and people will trade gold and silver and cash, ammunition, food, whatever, medical supplies. So that will happen instantly. And that's going to be the main way that a lot of people survive during this time. But the traditional systems will be taken down, and that's going to put people into a panic. Now, once people are panicked, which won't take long, probably 48 hours or less, then you're going to have chaos in the streets in the blue cities. And this is also part of the plan. They need the mass chaos in order to declare the, you know, police state crackdown, martial law. Your strategy in all of this is to not be there. You know, don't be anywhere near the cities. Don't be anywhere near the chaos. If you can successfully bug out of there long before any of this, you're going to be in, you know, much better shape. You will also need to survive the roving bands of desperate, starving people, of course. And that's going to require, you know, also being away from the high-density population centers, but also having self-defense and awareness skills. This is where night vision is key. This is where, you know, having an AR-15 and the ability to operate it is key. Of course, keep it legal. So if you're in California, you might be, you know, in trouble with your kind of Cali-compliant AR-15. I don't know. But for the rest of the people who live still in free America, you're going to want your full AR and your full sidearm pistol ready to go. And it's not a bad idea to have a ballistic vest at that point for self-defense because there could be a lot of violence directed at you to try to take your food and, you know, jewelry, gold, whatever. So just the other day, Amazon went down the entire AWS cloud and it took down services all across the country. Took down websites, took down the Amazon Fulfillment Center, all of that. Amazon later on described this as some kind of a utility program that self-replicated across the network and that it had some kind of a glitch and they couldn't chase it down. They couldn't stop it. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not a utility. That is a worm. And I believe that Amazon was hit by a cyber attack. Of course, they're not going to admit that because Amazon runs servers and a cloud for the CIA and other deep state operators. So Amazon has to pretend, no, this was our own utility and we just had a bad programmer. No, it was malicious code. It was a worm and it took down their entire system for, what, 10 hours, 12 hours, something horrifyingly long. It was extremely effective. And there was another malicious piece of code that was announced just, I think, one day later or 2 days later. And I forgot the name of it, but I think it starts with like 4J something. And that was an exploit that everybody was patching, everybody across the internet. So there's malicious code that's being tested on a lot of the large infrastructure providers, and understand that the infrastructure of the internet is very centralized, AWS being a perfect example, Cloudflare being another example. It's all highly centralized. And what cyber warriors know, you know, black hat or white hat, what they know is that if a nation state attack takes down Amazon and takes down Cloudflare, just through those two alone, that's about 80% of the internet. And when you take down the internet, guess what else falls? Well, a lot of emergency communications, emergency response services, transactional capabilities, a lot of banking services, and so on, even without taking down the banks directly. All they have to do is take down the banking communication system. And a lot of that is hosted on AWS, by the way. So I think this is a run-up to a cyber warfare mega attack that's coming. So get prepared for a loss of the power grid, a loss of banking, a loss of transactional capability, a loss of the ability to buy food, fuel, anything. Get ready for at least 10 days of darkness, because it's clearly coming, and it will be a surprise. And you're going to have to live without a power grid, probably. All of us will, for some period of time. Be ready. Get prepared. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening. Read my website at naturalnews.com.